All to have a part in the work of God. Our sisters can do much. Our sisters are doing comparatively nothing, when they might do very much. Christ is searching the life and character for fruit, and he finds many professed Christians, like the fruitless fig tree, bearing nothing but leaves. The sisters can work efficiently in obtaining subscribers for our periodicals, in this way bringing the light before many minds. The distribution of tracts, and the work of Christian canvassers and colporteurs, can be done as well by our sisters as by our brethren. Satan is busy in this department of his work, scattering literature which is debasing the morals and poisoning the minds of the young. Infidel publications are scattered broadcast throughout the land. Why should not every member of the church be as deeply interested in sending forth publications that will elevate the minds of the people, and bring the truth directly before them? These papers and tracts are for the light of the world, and have often been instrumental in converting souls. Our publications are now sowing the gospel seed, and are instrumental in bringing as many souls to Christ as the preached word. Whole churches have been raised up as the result of their circulation. In this work, every disciple of Christ can act a part. Let the leaflets and tracts, the papers and books, go in every direction. Carry with you, wherever you go, a package of select tracts, which you can hand out as you have opportunity. Sell what you can, and lend or give them away as the case may seem to require. Important results will follow. Be sure we are working for Jesus. Our sisters are not excused from taking a part in the work of God. Everyone who has tasted of the powers of the world to come has earnest work to do in some capacity in the Lord's vineyard. Our sisters may manage to keep busy with their fingers constantly employed in manufacturing little dainty articles to beautify their homes, or to present to their friends. Great quantities of this kind of material may be brought and laid upon the foundation stone, but will Jesus look upon all this variety of dainty work as a living sacrifice to himself? Will he pronounce the commendation upon the workers, "I know thy works, and how thou, for my name's sake, hast labored"? All can do something at home. Our sisters have been too willing to excuse themselves from bearing responsibilities which require thought and close application of the mind, yet this is the very discipline they need to perfect Christian experience. They may be workers in the missionary field, having a personal interest in the distribution of tracts and papers which correctly represent our faith. All cannot go abroad to labor, but all can do something at home. We should, as Christians, have an abiding sense that our time, our strength and ability, have been purchased with an infinite price. We are not our own to use our moments in gratifying our fancy and our pride. As children of the light, we should diffuse light to others. It should be our study how we may best glorify God, how we can work to save and bless souls for whom Christ died. In working to bless others, we shall be gathering strength and courage to our own souls, and shall receive the approval of God. Hundreds of our sisters might be at work today if they would. Those who are now doing nothing should go to work. Let each sister who claims to be a child of God feel indeed a responsibility to help all within her reach. The noblest of all attainments may be gained through practical self-denial and benevolence for others' good. So beside all waters, if our sisters would spend their God-given time in earnest prayer to God, and the study of His Word, He would impart to them heavenly wisdom, that they might know how to labor through the grace given them of God, to save the souls of those around them. Our sisters might begin with missionary work in their own households, then they would know how to work intelligently for their neighbors. If they would become interested in this kind of work, they might be sowing the seeds of truth. We must sow beside all waters, though we know not which will prosper, this or that. This kind of work pays, for its results are as lasting as eternity. It is represented as bringing to the foundation gold, silver, and precious stones, materials which are not consumable and perishable, but as enduring as eternity. The first work for us individually is a personal consecration to God.